We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Three little developments perhaps we should touch on quickly before we get to the Steelers quarterback situation going into OTAs here. Nick Foles to the Colts, where he's reunited.
Folesy
with Frank
Reich. Coltsy. Folesy to Coltsy.
Wow.
So it's Matt Ryan and Folesy. Am I right about that? What do we think of that ball club?
Give the ball to the running back. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Just like last year, really. Phillip Rivers, then he was okay, but he was not okay. So I would expect the same from those two guys. They're okay at times.
Well, it wasn't Rivers
okay
last year.
Wasn't it last
no,
year?
No, it was Carson Wentz.
Or Wentz, yeah. Rivers the year before, right.
Debo Samuel not at OTAs.
That's expected.
Deontay Johnson.
What about Garoppolo? What happened to Garoppolo in this whole thing? I thought he was going to be traded 16 times already.
I don't know. Maybe it's the best trade they didn't make. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan. What about Samuel not at OTAs? Is Deontay Johnson a guarantee to be here, Ron?
I don't think he's a guarantee, but I would think that I think his situation's a little bit different than Samuel's, but I'm not guaranteeing he'll be there. They are voluntary.
I think it's different,
too. You'd like to him to be there with the new offense and the new quarterback.
I'd like him to. I believe his situation is different. The question is, does he believe it is?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he still has to put up a good number, a good year, no drops, do those kinds of things. And to me, you're under contract. Show up.
But he's not on – these are voluntary.
I understand that, but I still think it's important with a whole bunch of new players.
Oh, I agree.
These guys, they're only asking you to do it for a few days. You don't have to be at every one of them. But, you know, I think he may be miscalculating his value.
Well, how do we know he's calculating his value at all? He hasn't done anything to indicate he's unhappy, has he?
No, but – You're painting a scenario that he may not show up, and I assume if you're saying that, you must think he thinks.
No, it's more out of curiosity. I honestly, and that might be the first sign that he is. I'm just wondering with the batch of receivers that he came into the league with, that he has put up representative numbers against in terms of catches, touchdowns, yards. In fact, if you added up all three, it wouldn't be surprising if he was number one or two among those guys. I wonder if he's in that group that says, all right, pay me or I'm not going to be there for a bit.
I have no idea. Do that. Would you do that if you were him? I don't think you're going to force the Steelers. They got to take care of the business the way they see it. And it's Minkah Fitzpatrick first and foremost. Until they get that done, they're not going to be looking at Deontay Johnson.
I think they're going to be looking at him. They're going to try to do something if they think it's reasonable, but they're not going to overpay for him.
I just think they have a different view of wide receivers than some of these other teams that are willing to spend $150 million
there's definitely truth to that.
But it's not like they have never paid a wide receiver. They paid Hines.
They paid Antonio Brown.
They were going to pay Mike Wallace.
But I think they've changed recently. I don't think they look at it the same way.
I think the price has gone up, way up.
That's one of the big reasons why.
The Hines contract, even AB, seemed pretty reasonable at the time. Now what some of these wide receivers are getting doesn't seem reasonable to me. Not guys that touch the ball six times a game.
And obviously Kansas City believes the same thing. You know, they were willing to deal away one of their best playmakers.
I think Joe said it, though. They got the best years out of him.
Okay, but
now you move on.
Miami believes there's still a lot more left in him.
I agree.
I think both teams made out there. Both teams did a wise thing
there. I think
there.
Kansas City made out big time. I think that will be revealed.
So do I.
Because I think and the quarterback, think I've always believed quarterbacks make receivers and not the other way around.
To a certain degree, I believe that, but you also better have a guy. Josh Allen needed a guy, and Stephon Diggs, he didn't have a guy. And then they brought one in, and it worked out well
for
all parties.
You know, Bradshaw had his two, Ben had AB. They obviously both.
But you're putting
each other.
Tua Tagovailoa in that grouping of Josh Allen.
No, I'm saying if I'm the Miami
they're trying
Dolphins,
to help him become a better player.
Yes, it's either going to be him, or we better go out and get another younger guy, and we better have weapons around him. Because I agree with your general premise that the receiver make or the quarterback makes the receiver more than the other way around. But it's tough to reach your potential as a quarterback if you don't have the weaponry.
That's true, but I think there are enough good young receivers, just as people in the NFL view running backs as, well, we could find them, and if you give them a hole, they'll get through it if they're good enough to be in this league. I don't need the number one guy and pay ridiculous amounts to do it. I can do it other ways. I just think the Steelers have reached that when it comes to wide receivers. I think they're comfortable playing guys.
They're very. They think they brought in two excellent ones this year.
Right.
We'll find out, right, with what they what their new philosophy is. He's the litmus test, isn't he?
Yes.
I just found something about running backs that you just reminded me of. Warren Sharp. Listen to this. Sharp Football Analysis. The number one producing running back was 25 years or younger every year since 2014, the best running back. In other words, every year the position stays the same.
Stays
it's never
the same.
Right.
It was.
There's no place for the older guys.
Le'Veon Bell in 14, Devontae Freeman, David Johnson, Todd Gurley. Now we're up to 17. Saquon Barkley, Kamara, Taylor.
Derrick Henry. Where's he fit in that?
I guess he's adding up yards rushing and yards receiving. I don't. Maybe he was never number one. I don't know. Maybe he was in 19.
But the point is, that's the way it is in the NFL right now. And their belief that running backs can be acquired many different ways. And you can still get results.
Right.
I think some teams believe that of wide receivers.
So do I. I do agree with that. All right, the quarterbacks. My first question for you guys is Mike Tomlin going to maintain the facade, the farce, whatever you want to call it, that Mason Rudolph is part of this? I mean, does he get equal reps? Are we running a three-man competition here? Or can we whittle it to two and then get on to
questions? I don't know how you can legitimately give a shot to three guys. There's just not enough reps. And there's one less exhibition game this year. I'm still not sure Mason's going to be here at the start of training camp.
I would have him here just because of, you know, just depth that I need in case of injury, and there's a lot of injury. But I think how they, you know, we can talk about OTOs all we want. Who gets more reps? I don't know that it matters. When we get into training camp, I think that's when you're going to be able to tell. They'll use the information through OTAs and their mandatory mini camp to make a determination who gets the number one reps at training camp. And that's what I'll be looking on. Today or tomorrow, you're going to be looking at it and say, oh, Trubisky got more. Okay, so be it. Or whether it's Kenny Pickett who got more.
Isn't that an interesting bit of information, though? Especially
if
he runs out there
first.
Them,
but I think ultimately – you're grading knowing that the preseason games are what you're looking at, which is why I believe these guys got to play a lot in the preseason.
So the first question, though, is Rudolph part of the competition or no?
No.
We all agree on that.
I don't think so.
And I think he will be gone. Then the next question is, see, I think all these reps are important. You know, I mean, training camp is right around the corner. You have a rookie quarterback. I think every rep that guy gets, every single rep is valuable for him. And I'm curious whether it's going to lean toward Trubisky as sort of the veteran, like it's his job to lose type of thing, or whether it's a wide open 50-50 competition. And how else are we going to judge that other than by reps in something as seemingly meaningless as OTAs?
But don't you put more emphasis on who gets the most reps at training camp?
Absolutely, but that's not here yet.
No, but you can make whatever conclusion you want now, tomorrow, next few weeks when they do these things. And I imagine Mike Tomlin's going to leave it wide open and find out. He's going to one day have a lot more for Kenny Pickett, another day have more for Trubisky.
Yeah, I think it's truly is an open competition between those two, not Mason, obviously. Let the better man win.
50-50 then, reps with those two?
I mean, generally, yes, I think you'll see that.
With the first team?
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
I think it'll be pretty even, but I'm not sure I love that idea either.
You want to get one ready.
At some point, one of them has to start getting ready.
At some point will be training camp.
Okay.
That's where my mark is. That's where I look at it and say, okay, I've determined through all this offseason work that going into this, it's either Trubisky or Kenny Pickett, and that person will get the lion's share to start.
And how do you judge that?
However they're going to judge that. I don't know.
How would you? I mean, there's a certain amount of command you can tell in a guy. And then the reps themselves.
Yeah, I mean, just how they're performing in those situations.
And I would say that do you agree with Ray Fittipaldo that Pickett needs to blow away Trubisky to start? I just think if Pickett comes in and is in command and is maybe slightly better, and I'm not even sure, I wouldn't say Pickett gets the job if it's even. I think Trubisky needs to be significantly better to start. You?
I think whoever wins the competition, I think it's going to be an open competition based on everything. And I believe that.
I think the better guy, even if it's marginal, will get to start. That could be Trubisky. It could be Pickett. I don't think Trubisky has to blow him away. If he shows he's a little bit better, I think they're going to go with him.
Pickett, but the real news
if he
then,
shows him a little bit better, okay, he'll go with Pickett.
That's the real news then. If Pickett's just a little bit better, he's the guy.
I think they'll go with
him. I think they will defer to Kenny Pickett, yes, because of where they drafted him, what they believe in him.
So we all disagree with Ray on that front then. He may very well be right, but we obviously all disagree. He doesn't have to blow away the competition.
No, I think if he's better, he's the better man. And at this point, it doesn't matter where you're here. Let's see what you do. And if you're better, you're better.
We'll all be reading with interest tomorrow as to who ran out there first, will we not?
Sure.
Can they report that? I don't know if they
know.
Can report it.
I don't know,
they're not allowed to report what they see. Somebody would have to confirm it to them.
Well, like, you ask a question.
You go to Trubisky and say, what, did you get the first reps? And he says yes, or Pickett. Yeah,
which I think is kind of
It
weird.
Is kind of dumb. But
we need Colony out there to break the rules.
Now, training camp, it doesn't work that way because they're open to the public.
Right.
So, of course, you're allowed to report what you see because everybody else is seeing it. So I don't know if they're allowed to do that this week or not. I don't even know if they're allowed to report who they see is there, but you can go into Cam and say, hey, Tua wasn't there today, huh? And then let him comment on it.
This is fantastic theater. It is. I can't believe that Kenny Pickett is on the Steelers. It hasn't really set in.
This more than any other year I can remember with OTAs. Not just because of Pickett. Obviously, that's the biggest one, but because of Tua as well.
Usually when it comes to this or training camp, and you see tweets coming out on every single rep, it's like, come on. But honestly, this year I'm interested to hear about every throw that these guys make. I am.
Well, I mean, that's how it's going to be judged. So you don't have a Ben Roethlisberger around. You know that it's an open competition. That's what Mike Tomlin has said, and I believe it. And so every throw will have more meaning. And when you go to Latrobe, if you're one of the fans that gets out there, you'll have a lot to watch because that'll be the number one issue all the way through camp. But don't you agree they're going to play a lot in the regulars in preseason games? They should.
Yeah, but as Ron pointed out, there's only three.
Which is why you got to play.
And isn't the third one then going to – will the third one still be
I think the
nobody
second
really
one
plays?
I think the second one will be the one that
the second
put the
one
most.
Is normally the third one.
Right.
And the third one is when they all play. Now, again, there's 2 weeks off again between – same thing as last year, between the last exhibition game and the opening game.
That's
there's
a lot
two
of time.
Weeks.
That's
there
a
is
lot
a lot of
practice.
Of
the way that we just defined it, maybe unwittingly, was it's Pickett.
Everything we do is unwitting.
It's Pickett's
Joe.
job to lose. If all he needs to do is slightly outplay Trubisky and he's the first round guy, to me that tells me it's kind of his job to lose.
Yeah, but the other guy's a veteran and it's been around.
And he's a second overall pick.
And seen
I know.
Seen it, done that. So, you know, if he's a little bit better, I think he gets the start.
I know.
So I don't know that it's either way, it's either guy's job to lose. If I would thought it was anybody's job to lose, I would think it'd be Trubisky's.
See, I'd think Pickett. If we're saying all he has to do is slightly outplay Trubisky and he's the first round pick in the obvious future, he's got more sort of ammunition on his side in that respect, I think.
Would it be better for him to start the season given the schedule as the starter or as the guy who is lurking there behind and Trubisky has to start? And I say that only because I don't even some of the better quarterbacks in the NFL have struggled right off the get-go.
Yeah.
And for Kenny Pickett to come in and struggle right off the bat would then make people wonder about him. And I don't know if that's good for him right off the bat.
You know what? If he struggles a little bit and that breaks him, then he's not going to be the guy.
I didn't say break him. I'm just saying.
I understand that, but set him back, then he's not going to be your guy.
Look at the NFL quarterbacks who have been highly drafted. And a lot of them struggle mightily.
John Elway was benched at halftime in the first game here.
And I'm just saying, in his case, I don't know that it would be better for him right off the bat, given what he's going to face.
I mean, it's a great question. I could make a case for turning Trubisky into sort of a sacrificial lamb. Like, you could say we're just throwing him to the wolves.
We're going to see what we have. He's out there.
In the back of my mind, I'm thinking it probably won't go well, and then it's easy to go to Pickett. Mm-hmm. And then he will have avoided that. I understand that
way
of thinking.
You also brought up the point last week, Joe, that the first incompletion, the first interception Trubisky throws.
That's part of it.
They're going to be all over his behind.
That's
man.
Part of the sacrificial lamb.
The hometown kid, if you will, Pickett.
Now, I tend to lean toward, if this is my guy, Pickett, and he plays well in camp and he shows all those leadership qualities and shows his talent, then I throw him in. The way they threw in Troy Aikman to go 1-15 or whatever they were, the way they threw Peyton Manning in to go 2-14, throw him in there and let him learn. But I can see the side. I can see the side of the way the schedule is at the beginning, if they're relatively even. And I'm sure you don't think like this, like we're putting Trubisky in to fail. But in a way, you might be.
Or you might be just taking advantage of his experience. He's been around the block a few times. You know, he's been through adverse situations. Kenny Pickett hasn't yet. He knows how to handle it better. I don't know. We'll see. But it's going to be fascinating to watch. Very, very fascinating.
Bob, would you like to go through an exercise with me next that Ron moderates, almost as if we're in couples therapy, which a lot of people think you and I need? Do you want to go through a little exercise?
I'll do whatever you want, Joe.
The Steelers' schedule. Ron has already done it. Now, we could have Ron included because neither one of us know what Ron did either.
Maybe Folsy was also involved.
Folsy, would you like to participate in the game or moderate?
Whatever you need from me. I guess I'll moderate.
Whatever you need from me. Is that the classic team guy?
He is a team
whatever
guy.
Whatever you need from
he's
me.
He's Josh Harrison. He's Tim Foley. He's whatever you need him to be, Ron. Look at him back there.
Whatever you need him to be.
What a wonderful little cult he is, Bob, right? Do you
he's
know him
a, he's
well?
A special teams
Folsy?
Guy.
He's a special teams guy. He's
in other
Derek
words,
he
can do all of the things you need him to do, and if you want to throw him into the game.
He's Larry Izzo, isn't he?
Do it.
He's Larry Izzo. Let's go through the schedule blindly and see what records we come up with. And if Folsy, if you could moderate that, that would be wonderful. Bob, do you feel like we've left Folsy out a little bit too much today?
Folsy and I did this last year. Two weeks ago, we already got our numbers here. He made a prediction. I made a prediction.
But can you go through it again with Bob and I?
Oh, of course. And Ray made a surprising prediction and apologized for it as he made it.
Ooh.
Yes, he did.
That's a good tease.
Very good tease, Ron. Very good. We'll talk about that next. Live coverage of every Pirates game on the Fan now available through the Odyssey app. Wherever you are in the Pittsburgh area, you can listen to every pitch of the Pirates game on Odyssey. Search 93.7 The Fan on the Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 The Fan. Eventually, Bob, we'll get to where you can sniff something into existence. We're close, aren't we? Bob?
Sniffing?
Yeah.
That sounds creepy.
Aromatherapy. You can go... And then whatever website you want will come up. Also, 93.7 The Checkout. You can check out BetMGM MLB podcast powered by BetQL. Ryan Horvat and Cody Decker bring out all the best info for your baseball betting needs every Monday and Friday. The guys give out their best bets of the week along with many prop bets. Get the latest episode on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Let's get to it, shall we, gentlemen? Folsy is going to be sort of our MC here. And we're going to go blindly through the Steelers schedule. Just came out last week. I don't want any forethought, Bob, or back thought. I want
so you
to
just
be,
wanna, yes,
live in the present and pick each game independently in the present.
Just win or loss.
Yes.
No further explanation.
Oh, no. You can give a little explanation, a very short, succinct one. Folsy will add up all of our totals and tell us what our records are,
Yep.
We'll go in order. We'll go Bob, Ron, me, Folsy, the floor is yours.
All right, so we've got week one at Cincinnati.
Win.
What?
How about Palm?
They beat Buffalo last year on the road, and you never thought that was possible,
did
you?
That's a good point. And I rest your case.
Loss.
It's the Bengals. I think they're going to be very good again, although the record might not be as good. Thank you, Folsy.
Week two, at home against the New England Patriots.
Win.
Bob has them going 17-0.
At least 17-0.
I'm going to say win there, too.
I'm going to say loss. Bill Belichick will come in here and torture whichever of the two quarterbacks plays. They're 0-2. Folsy?
How about a Thursday night at Cleveland in week 3?
Loss.
Loss.
Who's Cleveland playing on that Sunday, Folsy? Do we know?
We don't. I don't.
I'm going to go win. I think Deshaun Watson won't play in that game for starters, so it's going to be Jacoby Brissett, and they're going to win the game.
Okay, week 4, we've got at home against the New York Jets.
Win.
Sure as hell better win.
I was just going to say something to that effect. Win.
Okay, week 5, at Buffalo.
Loss.
Loss.
Win.
Wow.
Do you like that,
you got,
Bob?
You
like that?
And
did you like the dramatic effect? And I'll tell you why.
Pausing dramatically.
If I could get the internet to work on one of my 5
wouldn't that be nice?
Things in here, I would tell you why. Because Buffalo's in a torturous early season schedule. And they play Aaron Rodgers. They play Patrick Mahomes. They're going to take the Steelers lightly, even though the Steelers beat them there last year. And they're going to beat them again. Do you like that, Folsy?
So you have a 3-game winning streak right now.
You're not supposed to say that.
Oh, I'm not?
No, I'm supposed to be living in the present.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Week 6, let's move on and live in the present. At home against Tampa Bay. The Bucs.
I say win.
Lose.
Tom Brady at Heinz Field, lose. For the Steelers. The Steelers are going to lose.
Okay. Week 7, at Miami.
Loss.
Loss.
Win. Brian Flores, it's this revenge game, and the Steelers will carry him off the field afterward.
Last game before the bye week, at Philadelphia.
Win.
Win.
Loss. The Eagles are not going to be a terrible team, I don't think. Do you guys?
I do.
Made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they're a good team.
So did the Steelers.
Okay, Folsy.
All right, first game from the bye week, at home against New Orleans.
Loss.
Whoa.
Win.
Win. I don't have any hard and fast information, except my brain is telling me that when mediocre to even pretty good NFC teams come to Heinz Field, the Steelers do pretty well. Somebody already is typing up a stat, sending it to me, telling me I'm wrong, and I don't care.
Okay, how about another home game against Cincinnati?
God bless you, Ron.
That was a sneeze. Thank you.
Did you want to second that, Bob?
I said it.
What?
God bless you.
God bless you, Ron.
All three of us said it, Ron.
Thank you.
Cincinnati makes up for the previous win the Steelers got on opening day, loss.
Wait, who's this against?
He didn't even announce it.
At home.
He didn't even announce it.
Who's the game against?
Cincinnati. He said Cincinnati.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
I did. You were mid-sneeze.
Yeah, he was paying attention. Everyone's not paying attention.
Cincy at home?
Loss.
Yes. Win here. Revenge game. They're finally going to beat Burrow.
That's why I did.
They can't lose to the Bengals forever. By this time, Pickett will be entrenched or Trubisky will be a star.
That's a Sunday night game, by the way, if that changes anything.
No.
All right. Monday night game, the next week, at Indianapolis.
Win.
Loss.
Win. Would you guys care to expound on that for just a second?
Monday night, they do well on Monday night. They're coming off a loss in my book to Cincinnati. I don't like Indianapolis's team, and I think the phone is ringing.
There goes
again.
Bob
you
with another
this?
Phone call in the middle of the segment.
Ron, hold on. I'm on a show. Call you. Can I call you back? I'm on a show. Can I call you back?
Hello.
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 I'm on a show. Can I call you back?
I'll call you right back.
Now, that was not a family member, was it? Do they not know from 10 to 2 you're on the air?
Well, it could
first
be.
First of all,
is
everybody okay?
Me. Yeah, yes. That's my concern. Otherwise, it's inexcusable. And your mic is off.
Is he still on the phone?
No,
he's done.
Oh, he's done. Okay.
I think Indianapolis is, you know, Matt Ryan's going to solidify that team a little bit. They can run the ball.
What did I say there, Folsy?
You said a win.
No, I say a loss. Jonathan Taylor's going to run over them like there's no tomorrow.
You changed?
He changed. He flopped.
Okay. Yes.
He your phone flops. Call.
That's what he does.
Bob, you're not supposed to be marking these down.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's why I live in the present. Don't mark down what happened previously or in the future.
Keep going.
Cheating, even in this.
Week 13 at Atlanta.
Win.
Win.
I can't think of one player on the Falcons. Who's their quarterback this year?
Mariota, right?
Oh, Mariota, that's right.
Oh, they stink. Yes, win.
Okay. At home against Baltimore.
That's a win.
That's a loss.
That's a win. Baltimore.
Man, Joe, you got a lot of wins. You got
to
be going thinking,
I don't know that I have a lot of wins. I just picked them to get run over by the Colts.
You've been calling a lot of wins here.
He's not supposed to do that, Foles. He was supposed to be in the present with
I think that's the perception.
I'm only supposed to do.
I don't think so. I think you're probably right at 500 at this point.
Wait. Who are they playing this week?
Baltimore.
Baltimore
at home.
I think Baltimore this year might be starting to get overrated a little. The more I read about them, some of these injured guys like Ronnie Stanley.
Might not
is he
be
coming
ready.
Back? Right. And then edge rushers, the kid they drafted's hurt. Owe or some or one of their other guys is hurt right now. I don't know about them. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That's a loss. Wait. No, that's a win.
That's a win.
Yeah, go ahead.
Week 15 at Carolina.
Win.
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 Okay. Easy enough. Mm-hmm. Next week at home against the Las Vegas Raiders.
Loss.
Saturday night, Christmas Eve.
That's right.
This is my upset special of the year. I'm picking them to win that game.
Loss.
Why would that be your upset special? They'll be favored.
I don't know about that.
They'll be favored.
I don't know about that.
Bob's tone of voice, Ron, was extremely insulting.
He's saying, like, are you stupid?
How I thought so.
Is that how you read it?
You're going to tell me right now.
That's how I read it.
That's how I would
have
translated
it. Stupid.
You're going to tell me right now
would you have translated
that they're
going
to be underdogs at home to Vegas.
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
It was the tone there that I thought was, and I usually don't stick up for Ron. You know that. But I would be insulted.
I thought it was
him.
Very condescending the way he said
it. It was
said
like
that.
Ben Sherrington talking to the fans.
No, there was ways of asking questions.
I just said, you think they're going to be underdogs at home?
Way different tone. This is like the fights I have with my wife, where she says something to me in a certain way, and then I come back later and said, well, you said it in such a way. And then she says, no, I didn't. I said it like this. And then it's not anything like the
not
way she actually
like
said it. Totally different.
I think you guys got to get over yourself.
You were very condescending.
I was just raising a question. I was not.
You
I
looked
said,
at me like, how could you
said,
be so stupid
you actually believe.
To think that?
Falsy,
that's what he said. Do you actually
you
believe?
Mediate here?
Yes.
Step in.
I think we need to move on, I okay. think, to the next, or else right. we're going to sign
two,
up for couples therapy
last
right
two,
now.
Last two picks.
Week 17.
Therapy here.
Week 17.
That doesn't sound good. Go.
At Baltimore.
Loss.
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 Okay, and to round out the season.
Win.
At home against Cleveland.
Win.
Win.
Win. Don't tell us yet, Folesy.
Okay,
we'll do a classic
do
radio tease while you add them up. And we'll talk about that coming
and
up. What did we come up with?
Apologized for
I want to hear that, too.
Okay, that's the tease again?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. What's cooking next on the agenda? First, I have a problem because all my reads are on my computer and there's no internet. So you're going to have to hold on for a minute, Folesy, okay? We'll get to our predictions in a moment.
The late, great John Denver.
I love this song.
They're in town tonight, Joe.
Who?
The Rockies of Colorado.
Wait till they see the Pirate strategy for this one, bro.
Oh, the deployment is going to be second to none.
Good song, huh, Bob?
It is.
We killed on like a kite accident or something? How was he
I thought
killed?
It was a small plane
small
that he was.
Small plane.
Or maybe
yeah.
a helicopter. I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
Country Roads is another great one. You hear that at West Virginia a little bit, don't you?
But you also hear it someplace else. Who else plays that song? It's a hockey team.
Capitals did.
Capitals. Why would
the
they
Capitals
play that?
Yeah.
Every time they play it. And I never understood that one.
It was for TJ Oshie somehow. I don't know what the connection was.
I know they play it in Morgantown after every win.
What's cooking? Brought to you by Mr. Reuter.
Thank you, Mr. Reuter.
Call 412-REUTER-2. What's cooking also brought to you by your local area Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
So we did a blind taste test almost. We went through every game of the Steelers schedule with Folesy moderating, but we don't know what records we came out with. So Folesy, the floor is yours.
All right, you both came out with the same record.
There's three of us.
Oh, well, Ron, I already knew Ron's because we did it a couple weeks ago. So I'll go with Ron's first because his was different than yours and with Bob's.
Uh-huh.
Ron came up with 8 and 9.
That is what I had. And Folsey back here had 9 and 8.
Mm. That's right. Now, Bob and Joe, 10 and 7 for the both of you.
I'll stand by it and stand by it proudly.
I thought a lot more wins. 10 and 7's pretty optimistic.
Yeah, but you're still losing 7 out of 17. So
10 and 7 gets you into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they're going to get better as the season goes on. I think their defense is going to carry them, and I think they're
Ray Fittipaldo made his prediction and apologized for it as soon as he
say?
Did. He goes, I can't believe I did this. 10 and 7. He said the same thing, and then he goes,
I mean,
that's so optimistic.
I mean,
he
you're apologized. Talking about a 2 or 3 game, and it could change in so many ways.
Well, obviously, with injuries, it's May 23rd.
Right. So, I mean, last year I had 10 and 7 as well.
I'm not sure. I didn't sense some patronizing in Ron's voice toward you there, Bob.
Yeah, but I don't look at it that way.
Okay.
You guys tend to overreact to things.
It was a delayed
patronizing. It was not quite the same as, do you really think that Vegas will be favored?
See,
you
he
idiot.
Reacted.
You
it's
stupid
a
idiot. How could you
question.
Think of it? No, that's exactly the tone
not.
You used.
It was not. Well, go
Looked
ahead.
At me with
think, bring
in
HR.
Was just getting
Joe
back
has,
at you. I think he was getting back at you there.
I didn't. All I said was, you really think the Steelers are going to
that's
be favored?
Not
that's
how
I said it.
No, it's not.
No, you didn't, Bob. I mean, that's. I'm just being honest.
Oh, by the way,
it was different.
I do have something else.
Yes.
Our line of the day
was
this.
Yeah, I think Letang is just not replaceable. There's nobody that they can bring in. If you look at the free agent
Bob,
market.
Everybody's replaceable.
Not him.
Except you.
Not him on this team.
That's a good line.
Everybody is, except you, Bob.
I mean.
I don't know. He's sneaking back there, Folsey. He's coming out Coltsy or
Maddie.
Maddie.
You know. Maybe 10 and 7 is a game higher than I would have said if, without the blind taste test, but
you'll live with it.
It's the NFL. They play the Jets. They play Carolina.
All right, let me ask you this.
Atlanta.
Let me ask you this.
They play the
this.
Eagles. They play the
what? You pick
Colts
ten,
and Falcons and Dolphins. It's not that outlandish.
You pick,
oh my.
You pick 10 and 7 and we know anything is possible.
Yes.
What is your ceiling? The absolute best in your opinion that they could go?
11.
And then the absolute worst, in your opinion?
3.
Oh.
They're going to win more than
3.
Yeah. They get one injury
Even
on
the
defense and the quarterback stinks. Both, either one or both.
3 and 14.
3 and 14.
You said the absolute worst.
See, the absolute worst for me would be 6. I think they're
yeah, I
6
would
and
think,
11.
I think more 6 and 11.
By the
but
way,
I would agree with you, 11 tops.
One of our KDK television photographers, Bryce Lutz, he listens to the show all the time. He said, John Denver, it was a small plane crash. His father was a military pilot. So there's your answer.
Thank you. Very kindly.
So we start with Browns minus Deshaun Watson. That's 1. Jets is 2. Eagles, 3. Saints, 4. Colts, 5. Falcons, 6. Panthers 7, and then you got the whole division. Can you go 3 and 3 in the division? I think so.
That's 10.
Yeah, exactly.
What is their ceiling?
11.
You think it
What do you think it is?
Well, I said 10 from what I see right now, and if things go their way, it can get to 12.
They can go to 17-0.
If they,
what
if
would
finish,
you say?
I see no better than 11.
All right, it's one game away from what I said. So, if things go well.
No, I'm talking about the ceiling, though.
Right, that's what I mean, too, the ceiling. That's.
Any leftover feelings for anybody? Hard feelings toward another person in the room that you want to express before we part ways?
Joe, I think you and I both owe Bob an apology. We hurt his feelings a little bit earlier, and hopefully that if we
See,
give
that's
him.
That's a condescending.
If we can
that,
give him.
Now you're reversing course here.
If we can give
reverse condensation.
If we can give him a heartfelt, we're sorry.
No.
It might
at
go
the same
a long
time,
way to easing his feelings.
All right. At the
My
count
feelings
of three,
are fine.
At the count of three, we say we're sorry, Bob, okay?
One, two, three.
We're sorry, Bob.
Did that seem heartfelt to you?
No. It seems staged, premeditated, as if it was necessary because you're thinking that I'm taking things the wrong way. I'm not. You guys do it. You guys take everything I say and you twist it.
Folsey, it will come of little surprise to you, but I actually know a couple of therapists, and I could have one in next week. I could literally have a therapist here. His name's Mike, and he could sit in.
That might be actually a good segment.
Either with the three of us or Ron and I, and help work things out.
Next Monday, we should.
I mean, we all agree that Bob has become the problem. One way or another, either he wants out.
Now, see? I don't think the therapist would approve of you saying
therapy,
this.
They're not going to want this.
Bob physically threatened me last week. He was extremely violent towards Ron verbally this week. Ron, would you agree with this?
Oh, absolutely. I saw him try to climb
over
that
table. So much for that apology that we just heard, right? Collective, we're sorry, Bob. And that was his, oh, my goodness. I don't know what I do.
See you, Bob.
Sometimes.
Have a great week.
Do you mean that?
I do.
I do.
You have a great week.
I hope you guys.
I hope you do.
Can't wait to get out of here.
And just really struggle.
He's ready to roll on out of here.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Folsey.
Thank you, Joe.
And thank you, Ron.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Maddie.
Bob, can you thank everyone individually, please, before you? Ooh, you almost. Is your mic gone? Did you hear Bob just swear?
Did he? I think it got out over the air.
Bob, that got over on Ron's mic. You're fired. Can you thank everybody
individually? You have me plugging in things over here on my side, my little area.
Yeah,
which
you had your hands on my power pack for half the show.
I'm not going to comment.
Bob, can you thank everybody individually?
Good night, guys.
He couldn't even do that at the end.
He couldn't even do that.
Right? All right, Ron. What's cooking? I mean, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle and great service. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Today, not as warm with a high of 70. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a low of 56. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Cook and Joe and Folsey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.